You probably heard this before, but Oregon State Police troopers are just not as numerous as they used to be. There used to be about twice as many troopers as there are now. Budget cuts from the early 90s started the process, but there are other details to add to the picture. And in the middle of that picture is OSP, still working to put more troopers on the road and taking steps to get the existing troopers to respond to calls faster. Captain Bill Fugate is a public information officer with OSP and our guest on The Exchange. Captain, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Let's start with square one. OSP is not like the California Highway Patrol for the folks on that side of the state line listening to us. It's responsible for far more than roadways. What is the mission?
Yeah, we're truly a Department of Public Safety. Not only do we provide transportation safety, which is our uniform division on the highways, we also provide our fish and wildlife troopers, which is one of two states in the U.S., Alaska troopers, and we provide the game wardens that protect Oregon's fish and wildlife. We also provide a very large and comprehensive detectives division, everything from homicide detectives, child abuse, arson investigations, and so on, including drug investigations, to be in our communities in the state. We also have, our Oregon State Police Crime Laboratory Systems. So we are the only laboratory in Oregon that's publicly owned that can process evidence from crime scenes or drug evidence or other stuff such as that. We also provide basically the state repository of information, criminal records. We conduct the firearms background checks. We also have the Boxing and Wrestling Commission. We have the State Fire Marshal's Office underneath our umbrella, and so many other services, a total of 1,400 employees in our agency.
1,400 employees, but of that number, how many are actual troopers on the streets?
Of those, the numbers on the road right now, we're looking at about 315 that are uniformed and on the highway.
So 315, and historically there were many more troopers. I mean, I remember when there was even an office in Grants Pass. That's been a long time. How much downsizing through the years, and what were the numbers, and what have been the causes?
Yeah, so essentially right now we are at 1969 staffing, which is just over 300 patrol troopers and sergeants. So in the early 80s, we were at close to 624 troopers and sergeants. But over the last three decades, we have just whittled down to that low 300 mark. Just budget cuts, changes of funding, and just we're in there fighting for the general fund dollars every 2 years during the biennium of the budget cycle.
That's an important distinction. So general fund means simply that you're in there competing with everybody else. There's no earmarked source of funding nor a particular slot that says this is always going to go to state police?
Correct. Yeah, we're unlike a lot of other states out there for highway patrol or state police. We are not dedicated funding. There's no particular amount of gas tax or other funding source that that mandates the number or ratio of troopers that we have on the road. So the number we have can vary widely every year.
So there was a concerted effort when Ted Kulongoski was governor, and that was in the late 2000s, to restore some of what was lost. What happened?
So, yeah, there was a push that we had in the mid to late 2000s to try to get us back on track after the 2003 layoffs, where we laid off 139 troopers and just about as many non-sworn staff. So we did make a pretty big jump there up to towards 2010, but just due to financial recession and other issues, we took a hit like all other state agencies did and just lost troopers, And we're unlike a lot of other, agencies where if we take cuts, it's all in personnel. We really don't provide truly a service that, such as human services does. So when we get cuts, it's always people that we lose.
And just perusing recent news releases, you've got car accidents, bar stabbings, wolf poaching, deer wasting. I mean, so this is a lot to handle for 315 troopers. How many on any given shift statewide?
So for quite a few years, we have not had 24-hour coverage. Generally, our offices go till about three in the morning. Come and then back on at 5 or 6 in the morning. So there's a few-hour gap in the entire state of Oregon. There are no troopers on the highway. We are on call. One thing that over the last decade or so we've adjusted to being short on people is every trooper has a take-home car. So they're basically their mobile office. So they're able to respond from home to a crash or let's say if Portland needs assistance with Portland riots, Chetco bar fire. We sent 10% of our field force to Curry County for several weeks to assist with evacuations and security. So by being mobile, light, and fast, we kind of compensated for some of that shortages of troopers. But you look at the numbers of fatalities that are on the rise around Oregon. It's just that's the part that's really hitting us. We just don't have the number of people to enforce things such as distracted driving to lower those fatality rates.
Is there a sense that with the ubiquitous use of phones, despite all the warnings that, that you could actually use more people out, that there are more things you need to be reminding people of?
Yeah, absolutely. And just kind of a take a step back, you know, all the studies out there show for highway safety, it's the three E's. It's engineering, education, and enforcement. And, you know, the state police, as well as our partners with the cities and the counties out there, you know, provide an important the enforcement part. And without that in play, you know, we just we'll see more crashes, which include serious injury crashes and fatalities. So there are studies out there with more law enforcement out there. People do reduce speeds. They're more careful not using their phones and just in general getting impaired drivers off the road. So those are some of the things that, you know, cause the most crashes.
Oregon State Police funding and staffing are subject here on the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking to Captain Bill Fugate at OSP, Public Information Officer there. You can join the conversation on the exchange. Questions or comments about OSP's operational proclivities and its staffing levels, 800-838-3760 to join the conversation by phone, by email. It's jx@jeffnet.org. Now, Captain, while your numbers have dropped, some parts of the state are relying more on OSP than they have in the past. You mentioned all the people who had to come to Curry County to help with the evacuations from Chetco Bar. That's a very understaffed county. Josephine County comes to mind as well. I mean, so there are places that are relying on OSP more over the years. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Josephine County is a good example. Just up until recently when the safety levy was passed there, you know, we routinely were handling a majority of the calls late at night and after hours. As the sheriff is only mandated to, you know, civil service and to have a jail. But Josephine County Sheriff's Office has been a great partner, partnership with them, trying to provide patrol services to, you know, everywhere outside the city of Grants Pass, which some areas in Josephine County are extremely busy. We have stabbings, shootings, robberies, keeps us on our toes down there definitely.
Has there been a discussion since you mentioned the levy passing in Josephine County that will actually allow them to beef up the sheriff's office patrols? Have there been discussions about how much OSP might be able to back off on what it's been doing in Josephine County?
Yeah, right now we're going to remain status quo just to ensure that the sheriff's office is up and running, and then we'll have discussions with, you know, the sheriff and then other public safety partners in the area to determine, you know, where we send our resources around the state. Per capita, that's the Grants Pass Patrol Office is probably one of the heavier staffed per population in the state.
Is there actually an office in Grants Pass at this point?
There is an office. It was just an outpost or a work site until recently. But due to all our increased staffing down there, we turned it back into an office just to support that, our mission in Josephine County.
I remember the old building up there by the North Freeway exit that closed years ago, and I think it's finally been torn down, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been gone for quite a few years now.
So you had to reestablish there. And in fact, you're providing the major crime investigation services for Josephine County, aren't you?
Correct. So everything from your child abuse investigations to, you know, major thefts to even the homicide investigations that we handle down there in that region. And then as well as, you know, our crime lab sends out the response team, which is like CSI. It's our scientists that come out and do all the, you know, looking for evidence and shell casings and everything else that could help solve a crime.
All right. So real busy stuff in counties like that. Is it at other parts of Oregon, too, east of the Cascades, the non-ONC counties?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we are seeing some staffing shortages out east as well, you know. Like, for example, the Dalles, which is I-84 office, a very busy office because of the gorge and the weather, winter weather we get there. They're at about half the patrol staffing they were in the early 80s. And one to note is our Portland office. In 1980, we had 68 troopers assigned out of the Portland office, which covered that whole metro area, you know, the million people living in that area. And now we're down to 26 troopers assigned to work, you know, the schedule. And then when you say 26, that means, you know, that's ones working on night shift, day shift, weekends. You know, you have vacations, so any given time, even in Portland office, we only have four or five troopers working tops, working that entire metro area.
Wow, that is a big change. I noticed that that Oregon ranks low among states for numbers of state police per 1,000 population.
Yeah, so, you know, there's 49 state police, state patrol agencies in the U.S. Hawaii does not have a state patrol. So we are second from the bottom, right above Florida. So, you know, Oregon most recently is a little over 4 million people. A state that's really comparable to us is Oklahoma. Oklahoma is about the same landmass size. They're about 4 million population, and they're sitting at about 820 troopers compared to our low 300s as a comparable, and they're just in the middle of the per capita.
Wow. Is the hiring issue only the amount of money that you have to hire the troopers? Are there other things that that interfere with the ability to hire officers?
You know, generally in law enforcement this day and age, it is challenging to hire a qualified candidate that we can get hired through all the testing and through the background processes. We've been pretty successful recently in our agency. We've been doing pretty well hiring, but it's just purely a funding issue now. It's just trying to get to secure the funding and ensuring that we have that to go forward. And a good example of that is, you know, it takes from the time we recruit, hire, train, and do field training, it can take up to a year, year and a half to get one trooper on the road from hire time. This next 2 years, this next budget cycle, we at this point don't even know if we can even hire anybody. So there could be potentially a four-year gap in somebody coming on the road from the last time with a new person, which in 15, 20 years from now in retirements will create us even more issues. So to keep the culture and the kind of long-term strategy going, it's definitely also another concern that we have this next 2 years.
Captain Bill Fugate is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, a public information officer with the Oregon State Police. We're talking about staffing levels and more. You can join us at 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. You mentioned just general difficulties in hiring officers, background checks and all that. What's the usual major hang-up?
No, believe it or not, you know, it's very out there what our physical standards testing is. As far as what you're physically expected when you come to test the testing date for new testing. And people know this for 6 months and show up and absolutely fail the test. So it's a pretty simple, you know, fix if you know what you're going to do. If most people, you know, that we're looking for, you know, I mean, it's pretty fairly easy to pass. And then as far as the written test and some other stuff. But we, from the time we actually, if somebody comes to the initial testing to hire, very few even make it to that final interviews for consideration of hiring.
So a lot of weeding out in the physical test alone?
Physical and written test, that's correct.
Wow. The physical test used to be something like 2 miles and 16 minutes or something, wasn't it?
Right. We used to follow the U.S. Army standards since we were formed in 1931, but we just recently went away from that, and we're using what every other agency uses, which is called the ORPAT, which is a basically a very functional test, which is, you know, pulling a dummy, climbing over a fence, sprints, and just some basic, you know, skills that a police officer may encounter or physical endurance things in the field they may encounter.
So once, you know, assuming they can pass all those tests and you get them on as troopers, I mean, still, how much more attractive is a job within a county or a city police agency versus having to cover all these major distances alone in a car?
Sure, yeah. So we're very diverse. I mean, I started off as a city officer at another agency, and it was appealing to me to come to state police because it was just so much diversity, all the different patrol positions to fish and wildlife to detectives. You know, we have our own aviation division. We have, you know, bomb squad. We have SWAT. We have just a broad spectrum of positions that are available out there. So you really, during your career, can keep yourself kind of what interests you and what, you know, drives you.
Is there a lot of overtime pay going on because of the lack of number of troopers?
Yeah, that's a kind of a catch-22. Because obviously, we need to fill some gaps here and there. So we, you know, let's say it's a late-night crash, 3-4 in the morning in Josephine County, out in you know, Cave Junction. You know, we have to send somebody out. So a trooper could go out there and spend 3-4 hours past their shift investigating this crash, or if it's a DUI, even longer to process that DUI. So yeah, absolutely. I mean, our overtime budgets, we always try to keep an eye on it, keep it low. But you know, just times we cannot avoid it. So that is another question, is, you know, that same overtime funding, can it roll back into full-time positions? But again, we're stuck in that 1.5 to 2 year yo-yo effect. So it's kind of getting the fix made in the beginning so we don't, you know, try to solve the problem.
That was exactly the question I was driving at, whether if you could reduce the overtime, you could pay for some more regular time, but the difficulty is getting people in the door.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you mentioned retirements, and I have to believe that by this point, most of the baby boomer generation troopers are gone now because the youngest are over 50.
Correct. Yeah. So if you look at our charts and kind of our hiring surges and drops, hiring surges, we had a very big hiring surge in the early 90s. We kind of stocked off in the 80s, hired quite a few in the 90s. And then we, in the early 90s and mid-90s, we hired a lot of people. So we're bracing ourselves for about 5 years, 3 to 4 years from now, of when all those mid-90s folks are going to start retiring. So it's about 25 years generally is what they retire at. So that's going to be a huge impact on us. There could be up to potentially over 100 people. Those will retire in the next few years. So that's another, even adding on to even more difficulties we may have of trying to maintain our field force.
So, Captain, does the legislature have any members that are particularly friends of OSP? I mean, it sounds like everybody nobody would ever say they would not want to help the OSP, but do you have any people who are really pushing for your causes up there?
So we do have tremendous support from the legislature. Actually, we were very fortunate. This last budget cycle or biennium that we're in now, the 17-19, we were slated to basically lose up to, 100 detectives. Drug enforcement, and even some of our major crime section. But what the legislature did, and they work off the governor's recommended budget, is we lost our general fund dollars for those positions. But when recreational marijuana came out, the state police was written in a law that we would get a certain amount of that tax revenue. So the legislature used that law and within that law to fund our detectives positions. So now, instead of being general fund, they're called other funds. So we're fortunate for that. We could have been even worse for us this biennium. Another thing to note too is that we were even asked to add on 20 more positions, but unfortunately, because of some end of session balancing, that some funds were swept. But the nice thing is our legislature worked to give us a higher legislatively authorized numbers. So now it's just going to be working with our legislature and the governor's office to try to come up with a solution to how to get back to even where we should be at, which is legislatively funded at over 370 troopers.
370, okay, which is a big difference from the 315 you have right now. So
correct.
A lot of room to bring more people on. And just a couple seconds left, Captain Fugate. Is there no natural constituency for OSP among the public? I mean, most people just see you as the guys who pull you over on the freeway?
Yeah, and that's really our image out there, just a small fraction of our agency. So, and that is our brand and our image, So we are just more than a highway patrol. We do so much more. But we've recently, just in the last year, just launched a Facebook page, social media, just trying to just educate the public on what we do. I mean, we are involved in every community in the state, 36 counties. We have troopers that live in small communities, large communities. And, we are just a cog in the wheel with our other public safety partners, the sheriffs, the chiefs, the DAs. So we're really in a good position to be out there and be part of the whole criminal justice system.
Okay, 315 troopers on the streets right now, up to 370 for a goal. We'll see about that in the future. Captain Bill Fugate from the Oregon State Police, thanks for joining us.